And as of December 2009, it's almost 1,391,000 total in central services and bill box. Although in November and December there were some collections from WBAI, bill box WBAI paid 15,000 in November, and then in December 37,667. For WPFW, as of September 2008, the account with WPFW was 109,000. And then 1 year after, it didn't change much from almost 109,000 to 111,000 after 1 year. But as of December 2009, the 111 of 3 months ago became 175,000 because W also started having some difficulties in raising funds. So that during the last 3 months, there was no payment from WPFW. Although when we collected the CPB money, we collected some bill box from W in the amount of 29,000 in December.
Okay, thank you, Efren.
I have a question.
No, can I hear about the rest of the stations? Are these the only two stations that are in arrears on their central services payments to the national office?
KPFK used to be delinquent also, but starting recently, KPFK has turned around, so that as of September 30, 2009, KPFK owed national 366,000, and then as per budget, in October KPFK paid 100, and in November KPFK paid 50,000. And in addition, the monthly central services were paid on time, starting October, November, December.
Okay. So, clarification. So does that mean that KPFK is still 210 behind?
000. Yeah, as of December.
As of when?
As of December, it's 269.
December? Okay.
December 3rd.
It should be put in context that in June 2008 or so, KPFK was 860-some-odd thousand.
No, Grace, you were never 860,000 behind.
I beg to differ.
Never.
It was only that Lynn Magno found monies from a long time ago that the national office owed to KPFK. But on our part, we were 865,000 in arrears to the national office. And
never.
I was still with KPFK at the time as its business manager, but KPFK never owed 800,000 something to national. You would remember. You would recall,
Grace.
That
okay.
Had,
never mind. Okay. I'm probably wrong. So let's forget.
Yeah,
that.
Grace. What happened at KPFA? You didn't pay central services for 1 year, basically, which is about 300,000 in change. And that's been the bill, which you're slowly. It was just for the benefit of the people on the committee, to give a little perspective. Efren's outlined the three stations, which in the past, in recent years, in 1 year or the other, have not paid central services. KPFK's non-payment basically happened in fiscal 2008. In 2009, last year, KPFK started making regular payments. And as Efren has pointed out, and Grace pointed out, over the past few months, KPFK has not only been making their regular payments, but they've actually been paying some of the bill that they owed from the previous year. So KPFK seems to be pretty much on track to at least make regular payments and probably bring down their back debt, which is very good. The other states, PFW and WBAI, are a little more.
What about the other two?
Yeah, that's what we need to hear.
The other two are all right. They pay.
I thought KPFA had not paid their central services, and that they were like holding central services before they to receive their CPB funding, and that
yeah,
they're correct. The combination of central services and billbacks for KPFA basically equals the central services. I mean, the CPT funding. Is that correct?
A did not pay because they knew that there would be money from the CPB. So what we did was, upon the receipt of the money from CPB, we offset the amount.
Okay, so KPFA did not pay the central services, and what we're doing in national office now, since they are central services and bill back, we're just exchanging that versus KPFA giving us a check on the 20th of the month, the national office writing, giving the check for the CPP funding too. Well, you know, this is something, again, that I kind of was talking about earlier. You know, we need to, from an audit standpoint, we need to make sure those transactions are done straight out versus deducting them. And if KPFA has not paid their central services, we need to let people know that too.
Well, let me just ask you this. As of this moment, does KPFA still owe, or are they net where they need to be?
They are supposed to pay us now starting January. And as suggested by
Jamie Roth. To ask the CPB that happened.
Yeah, from the CPB. We offset our collectibles from...
It already has happened. Is that correct?
Happened already.
Okay, great.
We received the money in December, and we offset our receivables from A in December. And then in January, A has to resume paying national.
Going to start paying. Okay.
Let me ask... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the big thing that I think we need to be concerned about is the continuing hemorrhage at WBAI, which went from owing $900,000 to $1.2 million to almost $1.4 million at the end of December. And this is even though a lot of changes and improvements have been made. So it would appear that not only is WBAI not making central services payments, that it is continuing to rack up more debt.
I would like
actually
to mention that
Susan, if I could jump in there. If I could ask Efren specifically, has BAI been making full payments since October or partial payments?
As I mentioned earlier, I had paid national $15,000 in November.
Okay.
But which we applied to the FSRN bill.
Uh-huh.
And then $37,667 also in bill back in December.
So BAI made a $37,000 payment in December.
Yeah, which we applied to the bill back. Now,
do you know what our central service bill was for those months?
By the way, I forgot to mention that the books of WBAI are not yet complete for December, so the $1,391,000 does not include yet the December central services.
Okay.
But as suggested by Jamie Ross, what we will do is we will make it a regular report to the board, a summary of central, a listing of the stations who pay us monthly, so that right away everybody in the PNB would know who is unable to pay, and corrective measures probably can be done.
Yeah, that would be very good, Efren, if we could do it. So, you know, in September, this was the bill, and this was the
regular
actual cash received from each station. So you can just look
at
it. You know, a couple of minutes, you'll know where you stand.
We'll make it a regular report.
It doesn't have to be too complicated, but that's actually
it's
a very
simple.
Important number for people to get their heads around.
Yeah, it's a very simple report and meaningful to the board.
Yes, okay.
If it comes from our cash, you know, because as we have this new template, which has the budget and the cash flow, so all the cash flow should show, you know, what the budget is and what was actually paid, and then you just summarize that on a separate sheet. But let me just add one other thing, is that with BAI, in terms of cash for the month of December, December, November, even part of October, well, October was during the fund drive, so we did have cash. But the I'll send out the email, our note, our letter that has been written by Bertolt Reimers to summarize this. What had happened is that as of December, we found there had been $100,000 in receipts from the listeners that were sitting at the post office in New York. And that was due to the fact, many things, is that there were two business reply accounts open, one at the main post office, the other at Church Street, down the street from the station. So this was sitting out there, and the listeners were calling, and they were complaining, and they wanted to stop payment. So due to investigation, I was there in New York, and one of the producers really helped me. I mean, this person recognized that this was a problem that needed to be fixed. So she actually helped me to find and to correct this. And I also had Chase involved on this. In fact, they called me again today to say that they'd closed the file. But with these two business reply accounts, so therefore, the one that was connected to our lockbox actually had not been paid versus the one that is not was paid. So we corrected that, and the money that the cash is coming in, our fulfillment rate has gone up. And basically, we knew there was a problem because of the fulfillment rate and also because the listeners were calling and they were saying, I've made this payment, the check hasn't been cashed. So it is $100,000. Had been sitting, more than $100,000 had been sitting there at the post office waiting to be processed. So it took a lot of footwork and investigation to get everything open up, to understand the problem, to get the whole thing started. And it has started. We've found that much, at least a little bit more than that. And so we expect that once we stop these two business reply accounts and two post office boxes, which we'll have to do, which we have to really analyze that, then our fulfillment rate should go up and we should have more cash, although we have these heavy rent payments, of course. But so therefore, we should have cash to, that was our cash. That was the reason for cash shortage.
Well, that's not the only reason, because the decline...
Okay, so actually, if I can jump in here, this is taking us
off
the
mark,
topic
right?
of the budget. It's an interesting conversation and one that needs to happen, because we do need to assess how well the stations are doing, but I would like to get through the national office. I'm sorry to interrupt. If I could just ask very briefly, LaVarne, do you have a sum for the amount of money that was in that other mailbox?
The number that I have here, well, I have a summary of a report that Bertels has done, but the initial amount that I saw when I looked at the lockbox account with Chase was $100,000, like $100,893. There's more coming in, though.
Okay, if you guys do have a written report, if you could forward it to me, that would be very helpful.
Absolutely. It's a report that was done for me, so I will send that.
Okay, getting back to the budget here.
Jamie.
I hear one more voice.
Yes, Lizette.
Lizette, yes.
Yes. When we talk about the stations who are in arrears with the central services payments, listening to Efren, I get the impression that two stations are unable to make those payments and one station has refused to make payments. Am I correct?
My understanding is that KPFA did not make their payment until, but those payments were taken out of the CPB money. This may be confusing for the new people, but Pacifica gets a big check from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in October, and I believe we get another one in March, or no, in April.
April.
In April, and they go to the national office, but they're really for the stations, and I assume what the national office did was take KPFA's money that was supposed to go to KPFA and applied it to their central service bill, which was probably for 2 or 3 months.
So the question is begged now, do we have a situation where there's a possibility they won't have enough CPB funding to cover what they owe? Number one, and number two, and I hope this doesn't get us into trouble while we're discussing this in the open. Number two, are we supposed to be using the CPB funding in that way?
This I don't know.
As
far as will KPFA be in trouble, that comes under the heading of monitoring their actual performance. once we get these budgets approved and passed, then we can look at the income statements that Efren and Lavarne will send us, and we can see how KPFA is actually doing in reality. As far as, does that create a problem with the... I assume money is sort of fungible, you know.
Sorry?
Money's liquid. But Grace, did you have a response to that aspect of Luzette's question? Did I hear your voice?
No. Can you just reiterate the question briefly?
The question was, should we be using the CPP funding in the way that we're doing? In other words, filling the gap for a station that is refusing to pay its part of the central services.
We should not be, but on the other hand, the station should not be withholding the central services either. It's a difficult situation. This is something that needs to be worked out so that the central services are received, and so that then on time, especially with a station such as KPFA, which has reserves. They are capable of paying their central services on time, and we should expect that and demand that, and by the same token, we should be dispersing the CPB funding to all of our stations on time as a separate transaction. The two actually should not be melded together. So this is something that needs to be dealt with.
Precisely my point, and I'm happy that you understand it.
I do.
So what we have here is a situation of a renegade station or board or whatever, and we seem not able to do anything about it, but maybe put at risk our CPB funding, because that's what I understand.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Can we get back to the agenda?
Yeah, I would like to get back to the topic under discussion, which is the National Office budget. We do need to.
But this is budgeting,
this
isn't it?
Not exactly. It's how we handle money is not exactly budgeting. What we need to do is get these. Once we get through the budgets, we can get into this other stuff. But we really need to have our budgets done. So,
can I quickly ask you?
On a point of order, I probably don't understand what budgeting is about, but I do resent the member trying to cut me off. As far as I'm concerned, this is all part of budgeting, because if we're using money that we in a way we shouldn't be doing it, then our budget will be screwed.
Okay. Okay, Fred? Was that Fred's voice that I heard?
No, Simon.
Simon.
My question was, when I look at the budget, it kind of begs for a balance sheet. And is that not part of the budgeted financials? The balance sheet would normally tell you, you know, what bank balance you do have, and I guess how many receivables you have, either from the station or other.
Yeah,
other sources.
We have a balance sheet, which I think I sent to some of the new treasurers. I may not have sent it to you. I only have it as of September 30. I don't know if there's an updated one.
I think Fred was referring to a budget balance sheet.
Oh.
Actually, in the past, we did not have, even in the past, we did not have a balance sheet. So what I plan to do when we do the fiscal year 2011 budget,
mm-hmm.
is that in addition to a budget income statement and cash flow, I will also make a budget balance sheet. But not this time, because I just introduced this budget template, and it was also a lot of work.
Oh, okay, I see. I mean, it's not uncommon, but when I look at the cash flow cash balance there, that is a balance sheet item. So I see that you would have negative cash flow balances the first half of the year or so. So I guess the question becomes pretty clearly, well, can you absorb that with, how will you absorb that?
Very difficult.
As I mentioned earlier, to absorb the negative cash balances, all we can do is postpone payments to the vendors. There's nothing we can do.
Just a second. Can we discuss this more in closed session than on open session?
Oh, sure. That would be fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then, getting back to the budget here, we've gone through the whole thing. There's a couple of things that have been postponed to the closed session. I would make a move that since these numbers seem reasonable based on the estimates from the stations and what we've done last year and the plans for this year, I would move that we approve the national. I would move that the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB approve this version of the national office budget.
Do you want a member to move that, or do you want to move that?
Well, I can. It's not a problem. It's a committee. I can move it.
Great. I'm taking notes, so I'll put you down as moving it.
So we approve this budget with the caveat that there's some closed session items that may need to be dealt with. That the approval of the closed session items may need to be dealt with in closed session. Let me rephrase that. There's some closed session items we have not yet reviewed, which may be appended to this recommendation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if it's okay, I'm trying to draft this.
Yes.
Let me just do it real quickly and read it back to you. And I'm not as good as ARPA. Too damn bad. Hang on.
National office, second by with caveat issued in closed session, and decisions will be addended.
Appended or amended or something.
To the budget recommendation?
Yes. As necessary.
Okay, so motion by Ross to recommend approval of the national office budget. Do we need a second?
No.
Okay. With the caveat that some items will be reviewed in closed session and decisions will be appended to the budget recommendation as necessary.
Not decisions, but further recommendations will be appended to this recommendation as necessary.
Okay, and...
Jamie?
Yeah, let's just make sure we get the language, and then...
Yeah, Jamie, once we get the final budget for all these stations, I'll have to revise the central services figures.
I understand.
So motion by Ross to recommend approval of the national office budget with caveat that some items will be reviewed in closed session and further recommendations will be appended to the budget recommendation as necessary.
Okay.
Can I ask an explanation as to what exactly Efren just said?
Oh, there's a central service number in here from PFW which has not been approved. It may change slightly. That's what you mean, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Yeah. Because we haven't finished with the PFW budget.
Okay.
Jamie, quick question.
Garuti, yes, go ahead.
I have a question. My question, which was somewhat salary related, had to do with a consultant position. Is that open session or is that closed session?
I'd just as soon go into that in closed session. But we'll add that too.
Fred Plunder, is there something in this paperwork about the allocation to national, perhaps, for any repayment of going against assets? I think about the health family matter.
The Heath.
Heath, excuse me. Yes.
I believe this is, I'll give you a stab. Maybe somebody else has another. This is sort of an operating budget. The Heath story is a complicated one. There's two Heath and endowments. And let's see, do the repayments of Pacifica Foundation borrowed money from the Heath endowment to the national office? We borrowed it last year because we did not have enough money to continue. We needed the money to continue operating. And because it was supposed to be a restricted endowment, we made a promissory note for stations to repay that money.
I understand.
Are you asking about that, Heath? And then there's the KPFA Heath, which has a whole other story to it.
Okay.
Which one are you asking
I thought that local station assets had been used to these were national assets that we're talking about in the
some
other
point.
Time. Thank you.
You make a good point.
Is that
Let's
Simon?
Ask Efren or
is that
or Simon?
Lamarne.
Does
the payment repayment to the National Heath from the station, does that show up here?
Yeah, if you go to the assumptions and historical data, the leftmost tab, you go to rows 227 to 246. And then that will show in the cash flow.
Okay.
It's in row... In the cash flow, it's in row 136 to 146 in the cash flow.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks. That looks good.
That's in the schedule of additional receipts on the part of national office.
Okay, thank you, Efren.
Yeah.
But by and large, the... I guess the question kind of goes to if the national office comes up short, is its income, obviously its income could not be looked at to rectify the situation, but local stations are expected to increase the fund drive activity, presumably because not from a side of equity, just from the side of that being the only possible way to make the network as a totality whole.
Or cut expenses.
Well, that's a good point. You know, it's kind of a long story, but Alberto, a couple of years ago, most of the stations cut expenses, and KPFA just cut expenses recently. That's the other thing that could happen. But I think basically Pacifica really does need to make more money than it has been doing at least last year in order to be a going operation the way that it's set up now.
Thank you.
You know, increasing income is the best thing we can do as far as our finances go.
And in the respective budgets of the station, she would notice that we had provided for additional goals, which is for the HEAT bequest for all the stations.
Okay, well, so then with this, I made a motion regarding approval of this budget. Is there any comments about this or questions or? Go ahead.
My only comment is that I don't feel at ease to support this motion because I don't quite understand how we can sustain a budget based on any station refusing to pay national services and how we're using CPP funding to fill that gap. I'm not happy with it.
One could make a motion that the NFC recommends that all stations pay central services. I mean, I would certainly support that. Yes, Grace?
Can we have that as a separate motion rather than approval of the national office budget on that basis?
Well, that's the way I would like to deal with it.
Okay.
I recall that Susan Young already made that proposal before, and I think it had the concurrence of everybody.
Adopted.
That was about 2 months ago, something.
Yes, we did adopt something to the effect of paying central services needed to be the first priority. Coming current with them, meaning making current central service payments needed to be a priority for use of cash.
Okay. Anyway, I heard Grace there.
Yes. I'm not comfortable with approving the national office budget without seeing and discussing in closed session the salary section of the budget.
Well, that's why we do have to vote on it in public session. That's why I sort of added that we may be having some caveats. Would you like to postpone the whole thing till we have another open meeting?
Well,
I thought if we could just sort of approve everything we can approve now and then deal with that then, that would be a more time-efficient thing. Seeing as how, you know, Grace, the fact is that we need to get these budgets done. We needed to get them done 3 months
definitely.
Ago. I'm really trying to, you can probably tell, I'm trying to rush through this. So that's why I thought if we could deal with this part now and deal with the salary part, you know, we could make further recommendations for changes with regard to the salary and to sort of limit where we're going to make changes. And if we could approve this now and deal with that in closed session.
Can I ask a question?
Well, yeah, but let me hear what Grace has to say to what I said.
Okay.
And let me kind of stack too, Jamie, please.
Yeah, sure. Grace?
Okay, I just like to ask LaVorne if she's gone over the salary section of this and if she's happy with it the way it is in the budget. Have you had the chance to review this carefully?
Yeah, I think we do need to review the salary, but I think that Jamie had sent out a note earlier about confidentiality at this point with the salaries.
I understand that, but do you feel comfortable having reviewed the whole thing yourself? I have not reviewed it with the, I have not had the breakdown, gone over the breakdown, salary breakdown myself carefully. Arlene is not on the call, and I don't think she's extremely familiar with that breakdown anyway. You're the only other person who would have an understanding of the working of the national office in terms of payroll. Do you feel that you're comfortable with it?
Not at this point. And I think that the national office we can hold for the last, or even approve it at the PNB meeting, or because this would be the last part of it, and we do need the final central services. And I do need, suggest some changes, which we still haven't incorporated on the salary. So I support that idea of not really approving it at this time.
You know, I'm sorry, Jamie.
Okay, Grace, let me ask you, Grace, Aaron, when are we going to have all these meetings?
Yeah, Mr. Chair,
Grace, I am sick and tired of being on National Finance Committee meetings and going over budget. I'm just tired of it. So can you tell me what the schedule for our meetings is going to be? When is the goal to get these things done by? I was hoping we could get this done, you know.
Next PNB member meeting on January 10th.
You know, we're not going to be able to have anything for the 10th. Is there going to be another PNB meeting prior to the Washington, D.C. one? Are they going to pass the FY10 budgets in Washington?
I understand your concern, Jamie. But,
yeah, but Grace, I feel like you're kind of using my goodwill here. What can you put forth on schedule?
Can the CFO put forth a schedule?
Well, Grace is the one that raised it. Grace, could you know, you're the chair. I would like to hear a schedule. When do you expect us to get through all this stuff, and how many meetings do you think this committee has to have?
Well, I mean, we could conceivably move to a closed session and then come back to open session this evening. That's possible. I mean, the national office budget is an important budget, and we should give it the scrutiny it deserves. It's unfortunate, I believe, that Arlene is flying from Florida to Berkeley today, which is probably why she's not on this call.
Right.
But I'm an outgoing IED, obviously, and.
You're no longer IED.
Yes, I'm no longer the IED, exactly. But nonetheless, without the ED on the call, it's the national
office. No, fine. I understand you would want to postpone it, but I'm asking you for a schedule so I can schedule meetings because we still have more work to do on these budgets.
I just made a suggestion, Jamie.
That's one schedule for the national office. We still have Pacifica Radio Archives and PFW, and then we have to schedule a PNB meeting on the phone to deal with them. Can you figure out a way we can do this?
We could. I don't know the status of the WPFW budget.
Well, we were sent a revised version this afternoon. I haven't looked through it yet.
Okay.
You know,
I
imagine that one does need a 10.
Right.
If
we meet
on the PRA budget should be pretty straightforward, I think, because we've already
been through it. Yeah, I would imagine it would be. I mean, I think it would be good if we could wrap this up on Sunday, although we have a lot of agenda items on Sunday, if you've seen the agendas. I would say that if we could meet on Friday night.
So you think we could have a PNB on this January 15th?
PNB teleconference?
Uh-huh.
A continuation meeting, you mean?
Yeah.
A meeting to adopt this budget.
No, wait. Susan, please. Grace, I'm asking you, you mentioned Friday. Are you thinking of Friday, January 15th?
No, I was thinking of this Friday having an NFC meeting to wrap up our NFC business this Friday.
Let's do that.
Okay, but then when would the, so you think we could have a, oh, then when would the PNB meeting be?
Sunday.
Well, the PNB is meeting Sunday, although I think it's optimistic to assume that we're going to get through approval of all these budgets on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I would think so, too. We probably need another one before the... I mean, I hope that we share the goal of getting this done before the new board is seated. Do you share my goal with...
Of course. I mean, we don't want to... Of course, we should finish our work before the new board is seated.
Okay, so you're proposing another NFC meeting this Friday night?
Well, I don't see how... I mean, unless we want to meet... unless we want to continue this meeting, we want to move into closed session, have a closed session, then meet again in open session to go over the national office budget, the WPFW budget, which we just revised, that we just received, and the PRA budget tonight. That's the only other option.
Yeah, so that wouldn't work. Meeting Friday night. If we meet Friday night, would you still want to come back into open session at the end of this one or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends if the people on this call are available on Friday night. I mean, I hate to have more meetings than we have to, but on the other hand, we really do need to wrap these budgets up.
Well, okay, well, let's ask the voting members of the committee, are people available Friday night? Let's see, Grace, you're available? Yeah, you proposed it.
Yes, unfortunately.
I could be available. Susan, would you be available?
We'll be available if the budgets are ready. I do not intend to be on another meeting in which we're promised budgets and they are not there.
Okay, well, I think we do have the budgets. The budgets are ready, I think. Okay, is there anybody on the call? Let's see. Could you say now if you cannot make an NFC call this Friday night?
Yeah, this is Bruce. I have a prior commitment on Friday night.
Okay, so that's one person. Okay.
Simon, I'm not going to make Friday.
Not going to make Friday. Okay, so that's two people. We can still do it. We need six in order to have a quorum.
Six of what? We count in the new treasurers. And
yeah, the new treasurers are the voting members. The old treasurers are not really members of the committee.
Yeah, this is Fred Plunder. I certainly can make it. It struck me as a bit peculiar to vote a budget when an item that represents more than 30% of that budget is still
exactly
a black box.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's one, two, and Luzette, can you make it Friday night?
I would prefer make it any night, sacrifice anything, then pass a half-baked thing here
right,
tonight
right,
because
sure,
we're finishing the game.
You can make it, so I'll take that. Yes, you can make it Friday night.
We need to stop this rushing things.
Rushing?
Yeah, but
we're three
Jimmy,
and a half months late.
Jimmy, there's no need for this. If it's not done, it's not done.
We're three and a half months late. We're not rushing. My God.
No need to be like this. It's not done. It's not done.
That's that's fine. We can do it Friday night, but you know, rushing is not the word for what's been going on here. Pardon me. Okay, so let's move that. We'll meet Friday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Is there any objection to that?
I think we all probably object, but we'll do it anyway.
Okay, hearing none, that's
Mr.
when we'll...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman,
just
a quick one. Just for the wording, pardon my interruption, just for the wording, it should be a continuation of this meeting and not
okay.
necessarily a new meeting for the seven-day deadline.
Okay.
Yes,
you know, it's just a continuation of this meeting. We will recess, not adjourn, and come back on Friday.
I think the word is adjourn.
Not adjourn.
Fix the time
yes,
to which to adjourn.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, our Paul.
Okay.
It.
So that's that. So we would like to discuss the salary aspects and other closed session aspects of the national budget. Is that the will of the committee now?
Yeah.
Okay, well then if that's the case, then what people should do is hang up the phone now and call back in on the same number but with the different code that you received in your emails for the closed session.
I gather the old folks shouldn't be on the closed session, right?
I guess not. I guess there's no need for you guys to be there.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, folks, and thanks for all the stuff.
John L. Miller, can
you
hold on for a moment?
So much, our Paul. Fabulous job. We'll miss you.
Oh,
hey,
thank
Paul.
You,
bye-bye, our
Jamie
Paul.
Has done great, and other people, too. So thank you all.
John
later, our Paul.